Welcome back to our Pawnee City Coaches Show. We continue to visit with Coach Scott Brumbaugh's Pawnee City at home this week. Coach Dorchester's coming to town. They took on Sterling last week, came up on the short end of a 44-25 ball game. What are you going to find yourselves up against with Dorchester?
Probably not as physical all around. Meridian was very physical and just kind of thumped us. Nothing against Dorchester, but they're going to have way more speed than what we saw last week. So we got to do a better job of covering our outside edges that we didn't do very well last week. So if we give up the edge, Friday night this time around, it could end up in six very easy instead of us, instead of just a 15-yard run. So we have to be more disciplined. Our young kids got to keep growing up and in a fast way. And, we got some injuries, of course, we got to deal with. So it'd be another tough battle for us. But if we can come out on the top side of things, like we told the kids, we got a week where we can kind of lick our wounds and heal up and get everybody back to health on our bye week.
Mm-hmm. In the six-man game, I think I know the answer to this, but I'll ask you, what's a tougher opponent to play, the strong, powerful team or the speed team?
The speed team. Mm-hmm. There's just so much space, and if those backs have good vision and find those creases, it's tough to defend. You have to be very gap responsible all the way across, just like you do an 8-man or 11-man, but even more so because that cutback lane gets, it's 10 times bigger without a couple extra kids on the field. So, speed is definitely a killer in our game.
Mm. Coach, I guess this week, a nice cool week last week, nice night to play Friday night. This week, at least during the early war part of practice, you're going to find out if you've got any mutters on the team, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming our practice field's probably sitting underwater at this point since it was yesterday. So, it'll be good for us to get out and slop around and stretch out and, keep working out that soreness and, plus a little sloppy practice is be good in case we ever have to play in it. And it's fun for the boys.
Maybe not for the coaches, right?
Yeah, not so much for me to stand there in the water all night.
All right, Coach, with that, we'll call it good for this week. Thanks a lot. Good luck to the Indians on Friday night.
All right, thank you so much.
That's our Pawnee City Coaches Show for this week.